Welcome back, guys. My name is Dimitri Sebastian.
And I'm Wes Kendall.
And we are back in session where your fitness and lifestyle questions are answered and bro science is put to the test.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. We're just doing a little recap episode. We're going over some of our high points from last week. Then we go into some myths and digestion discussions. We talk about how you can have a flexible digestion by having fat and carbs be used as energy. So check it out and let us know what you think.
Yeah. Look at the way that I glisten. I saw me dripping. Put it in gear if you gave me permission. Gave her some backshots. She walked out the clinic. Now she gonna be so for a little minute. Not too much of greatness. Worthiness. I gotta rip it.
Well, we are 1 week into what is our first year of virtual battle assembly. For those of you that don't know about the reserves or guard, this is what we do as reservists. Instead of active duty, we come in once a month, and then we do 2 weeks in the summer. Mm-hmm. And as we know, we've been dealing with coronavirus, and the federal government has decided that they don't want to be a part of the problem, which I'm proud of them.
Right. They're definitely taking a very... proactive stance.
Very cautious. And I appreciate it. I'm out here. I'm with it.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I don't complain.
I'll be a cyber warrior this
time. Exactly. We've been cyber warriors. So that looks like is we've just been kind of sitting at home and doing our training that way.
Logging on.
Some people are better than others. Like in your company, you guys are doing like what? Like kind of just random training and classes and stuff?
Me and Sergeant I don't know if I can mention names or if that's a good idea or whatever, but
we'll cut it out. It got bleeped.
Yeah. Well, we've been tag teaming. Like he'll do the morning class. I'll do the afternoon class for the soldiers in the headquarters section.
Yeah.
So since I'm not doing like an intel thing this time because it's remote, obviously, I'm just teaching like nutrition training or level 1 or level 10 tasks. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't really delve into my OPSEC, all yada yada, but like ours has actually thankfully been actual training. Took a lot of work, and it's been interesting use of the ability that we do have using, you know, it's not Skype, but it's basically Skype,
right?
And you know, it's been interesting kind of circumventing these problems stuff. And it's funny because I complain about ATL time because typically we go someplace, like, right. And we are living in Utah, a barracks and
Navajo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You find basically some random camp, mm-hmm. and it's you're there, and you're basically clocked in for 24 hours a day, right. Until you're done, and you're doing just kind of like it's pretty heavy lifting for the most part, especially what some people are used to. But I find
especially
it
in a leadership role, right?
Oh yeah. Well, we have like late.
Yeah.
But I find it easier that way.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm like in my house and stuff. I'm waking up early and everything, but I'm like, man. I am like so much more tired and so much more like, and then like I'll be at the end of my day, and my girlfriend was over and she wanted to go do something in the afternoon, and I was done for the day and we were about to leave, and I got a call like, hey, go and hop on a quick meeting real quick. Mm-hmm. We need to go over some leadership stuff. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch. She's like, well, can't you like skip it? I'm like, no, I can't.
Right.
It's not going to happen. So she was cool. She's like, she's kind of waiting. We almost were late for the reservation we had. And just immediately, you know, you rush through these things, and I ping some people in the background like, hey, can we be done? And we've wrapped it up. But it's been interesting. I will say 10 out of 10 effort from the military in trying to react, at least on the reserve / guard side.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I'm surprised they weren't just like, screw it. Don't even do it.
I think some people are. I think some people are really phoning it in. But, you know, here at the 301st, we don't quit.
Yeah, we're still getting it done in some capacity, I guess, which you got to give them respect for their persistence on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm still getting benefit in learning how to present and give, you know, classes via a conference call.
At the end of the day, you're getting a paycheck, might as well work for it, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, even that, I swear, doing this podcast makes it more simple. You know, I feel comfortable.
Oh, we could just ramble now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like you just sit there and you just go off on a tangent. You're staring off into space.
Like, without the feedback from the class and everything.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, I can do all right with that. When I hear other people, they're like, I can't give a class because I can't see their faces. I can't, you know, see if they're reacting to what I'm saying.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, it's so easy. Like, right now, like, I'm staring at my screen. I'm just watching it bounce up and down. And I've had my other, like, on the side screen, I have, like, a topic so we talk about. It's like,
right.
It's half the time I'm not looking at you.
It's a skill. I would say this is a skill.
It takes time. It takes time. Yeah. We've gotten our reps in. I don't know how many episodes. We're over 30 now in episodes.
One of these guys who listened to our last episode, they were saying like, oh, I'm going to start listening to all your episodes from the first one. I was like, no, don't. Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Just start from the current ones.
My goal, and this is like part of the reason I'm so big on like consistent uploads, is I want it to be so deep of like a index that they don't go back to the first episode.
Too far back.
Oh, well, they've got like 500 episodes. Like, I'm not going that far back. Like, thank God.
Yeah, it's like, you don't need to. Trust me.
I haven't listened to that first podcast since I edited it. Because at the time, I was like, I did not like it.
We'll just leave it there.
And that episode is there, but in my eyes, it is dead to me. It is gone. Yeah. That is my past. I will not be held accountable.
It's like a discarded, you know, waste basket.
I'll be held accountable for episode 3 and forward. I will speak for any sins from that, but anything that happened on episode 1 and 2, that wasn't me. I don't know that guy.
Yeah, that was not our podcast.
Barely. I do want to talk about a couple things before we get rolled into our topics for today. Uh-huh. I have been just getting fired up about literally everything. We've been talking about me being an old man shouting at clouds. Mm-hmm. And I realized something that has been consistently irritating me.
Okay.
And this might be a hot take because there's going to be someone who disagrees.
All right, let's hear it.
I am 100% over it with paper money.
Yeah? Are you going crypto?
No, not that. I'm talking about like a debit card.
Oh, okay.
I just logical next steps. Side note, Wes has been trying to get me to invest in crypto since like I've met him.
It's fun.
I'm too stupid. I mean, I'm not.
Well, I'm not smart on it. It's like gambling, but you can watch it.
Well, like the barrier of entry is like the height of a curb, and I'm just like, I can't step over it. So I've been noticing recently, there's been several situations where I'm just like, okay, I don't understand what's, and maybe this is also because I don't live in Scottsdale anymore.
Right.
I'm living in Mesa. So I think there's a lot more like cash-based exchanges of work there.
Money laundering places.
Right. But a great example is, what's it called? Self-checkout at the grocery store.
Okay.
You should not be allowed to use cash there.
Yeah.
It's like you're watching people like try and plug money in and they get one crumpled bill or they're trying to do math or do exactly. Some wrinkled
stripper dollar trying to.
Exactly. And I'm not sitting here trying to shame as far as like counting your money, trying to do exact change and this, that, and the other. That's not what my complaint is. You are just taking a really long time. That is my problem. Same thing with like.
It's inefficient.
Gas stations.
Yeah.
I swing by a gas station far more frequently than I ought to.
What do you need cash for? To buy drugs? Like, what else do you
need?
That's
about it. That's right?
All you need.
Actually, that's not even true. They have Venmo now.
Yeah, that's true.
You can buy drugs through Venmo.
Then what else do you need cash for besides a cash-based business?
Well, to not pay taxes, I guess. I don't know. Which, like, the thing is, like,
Venmo's for.
If you want to make the argument.
Don't listen to
IRS. I think you get taxed through Venmo. I think it counts. Because it goes through a card. You can't get cash from Venmo. At the end of the day, it has to go to a bank account.
Cash card from Venmo, though.
Oh, can you?
I have one.
Does that circumvent taxes?
Technically, it's not. It's treated as cash on your
income, so. I guess it could be like a gift almost.
Yeah.
More of the story.
I don't know. I don't know the whole details. Don't listen to me, guys.
We are not the people that should be. let's be very clear. Wes and I are not providing you tax advice.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I go to the gas station.
Larry Bird, right?
Takes a really long time. I'm just like, I'm officially anti-cash. The only reason I can understand it is if you have like your own business or you're like a server or something. And it's like, you know, because the thing is, if you're like a server or something and you register all of your tips, you're getting taxed like a shit ton on it.
Right.
Or you can just, you know, walk out the door. I'm on your side. I'm like, I'm sitting out here. I'm like, the government doesn't need to have every single dime. There's like a lot of rich people that all of their money is tied up in foreign accounts that we could be worried about. I'm not worried about you and your tips from Longhorn.
Right.
So I'm on your side there. However, you're making it take a really long time for me to get out of public.
Right. It's like, you know, oh, I don't want to use my car. I like using my horse and buggy.
Exactly. It's like, I get it. There's benefits. Yeah. It's cool, but you're taking a very long time.
Okay. Now here's a devil's advocate point. What do you think about these, like computer chip swipe to pay implants that people are getting in their hands?
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
Like you can actually get in your hand?
Like certain companies are doing it.
I know that they have like the wave your Apple phone.
Yeah. Like it's like an RFID chip in your hand and you like wave it over the pay thing and it like,
I have a problem with those too. Actually, that's funny you say that because every single time I've seen someone try and use their Apple Pay, like scan anything, like you just hold your iPhone up to the thing and it's supposed to work. It never works first try.
It never works. First
I
try.
Have literally never seen someone use that. And it just be like, wow, that appears to be a very convenient exchange. It's like, oh, one second.
Oh, I didn't do the face thing, right?
Wait, one second. Oh, no, it didn't scan. Wait. Oh, let me take my case off.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay, it worked. Or they'll just switch to the card. I'm like, this could have been over.
Is that worse than the boomer who takes his card out too early from the leave your chip reader in there?
It is worse than the boomer who takes his chip out early because that is quicker still. Because it would be like, please reinsert card. Oh, yeah, no problem. Sorry about that. And then it takes like all of like a five extra seconds.
Fair enough.
I'm waiting for like 10 years from now when we're like going full like cyberpunk and we've got like things and planet bodies. I'm going to be like the guy holding out.
Yeah.
And not even because I'm like anti-technology inside of me. You know what I'm worried about is that they're going to implant something in my brain and they're going to be like, oh, actually, it turns out that one gives you cancer. And then we have this new one. Like, I am not an early adopter of anything.
Right.
So it's like once they have it all hashed out and all the people have gotten tumors and butt cancer and all of that stuff.
After the 5G radio waves melt our brains.
My brains are already melted, dude. I'm dumb.
5G so. Caused the coronavirus.
I actually line all of my hats with tinfoil to block out the waves. Or what's the other one? It's like, shit. It's, shit. Who's the guy?
I write this flat.
Who was friends with Tupac. He was there when he got shot.
Notorious B.I.G.?
No.
Puff Daddy?
No.
Something
King, maybe? No.
What?
No. Shit. That's Rodney King.
I didn't know this, but Jada Pinkett dated Tupac, and I didn't know that.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah. Poor Will Smith.
Yeah,
poor Will Smith. Why don't he love me, man? Why don't he love me? All right, this actually does get me to my next point. And you can tell that I've been wanting to talk this week. I've been freaking stuck.
Yeah, a lot to talk about today.
Dude, this is like boomer shit. This is me saying something that's like, objectively could be argued with, and it's just an opinion, and I'm going to present it as fact.
Yeah.
Internet and media culture sucks now.
Okay.
People on the internet, I swear, I promise you, and some people are going to argue me, that's not true, but there used to be this concept of like, don't feed the trolls on the internet. Like, you'd have a message board, and you'd all be talking, and there'd be like one guy being a psycho.
Right.
And everyone would be like, don't feed the trolls, man. Like, you could identify the trolls.
Okay.
The problem is that internet and media and all that stuff is so pervasive now that we don't just have like psycho incel 14-year-old trolls. Mm-hmm. Now we've got really manipulative 17-year-old trolls, but
they matured and leveled up.
The trolls have leveled up because like you go on like Twitter, you go on this and you'll see like videos of like, you know, we have these, the protests are still going on. I know Instagram is forgotten, but it's still happening.
Right.
And there's shit on both sides that is not like correct is happening. But the problem is you'll see like a video and they'll crop it. You can crop it like three different ways to make each side look wrong.
Oh, of course.
It's like one, it's like, hey, this guy punched someone in the face and then he got arrested. So you cut off the front part and then it's a thing that's anti-police. Or you can do, hey, he punched the cop in the face and then the cop proceeded to like beat everyone within a block, but you cut off the back part. So you only see the guy punch. Like you can take a whole thing where both people did something wrong and then skew it to whatever side you want. It's like, but it's become like this high level thing. And also I feel like people on the internet are so much angrier now. Like people like used to, I feel like you just like,
it's their only outlet right now.
Well, yeah, I guess. I think that maybe either just me getting deeper in the internet, like this could have been happening the whole time and I'm just dumb. But I just feel like when I used to do internet dumb shit, like back in like the Halo 2 days, like you just
Halo 3. What are you talking about?
Right. Oh shit! I'm getting a phone call. All right. I don't know. There's an obnoxious cut in there. I got a phone call. Sorry. But basically to get back onto the point, and I'm not going to re-listen to this, know exactly where I was. So I apologize if I'm any way redundant. What basically is happening is back in the day, you could in the Halo 2 days.
Yeah.
Is like you would just bash on each other.
Bro, Halo 3. That was the peak.
Was it? Halo 3. And it was kind of like all in good fun in a way. And like you would get it a lot of your system
was invented.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like now that internet has become so pervasive in our lives, people like take these insults as like very personal.
Right.
And you can't, and it goes like quickly to like doxing.
Yeah.
Like we talked about that Goya bean shit that's been happening. The owner Goya says, "Yeah, Trump's cool." It's like, all right, well, that's your opinion. Objectively right or wrong doesn't matter. That's just his opinion. Then someone goes on Twitter and says, "We're boycotting beans." wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, this is like, this isn't how the world used to be, but like, that's like how it works now. Like, the internet has become reality.
It has. And it's very polarizing. And I saw a very good quote from Mike Tyson today on Instagram. And it was like, people today have gotten so used to disrespecting each other and not getting punched in the face.
Oh my God. What a fucking great quote. Yeah. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
You remember back when we were like younger, and I'm sure you've probably experienced this too. It's like back in the day, you used to get into an argument with somebody.
Yeah.
And if it like really started escalating,
yeah,
you would have like this weird moment where you would like kind of like just be staring at each other and you would like be like kind of telepathically deciding if this was going to go to hands.
Fight. Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, it didn't. Because right. Here's the thing. Most of the time, they're either the same size of you or bigger, or you might get in trouble or you might get arrested. And every single time, arguments were, they always had a natural stopping point because we're not going to fight.
Right.
Unless you do. Then that's a whole other stupid thing. But that just happens sometimes.
Because there's a threshold. You know, it's like, is this really worth it to take it to
the next level? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. There is no threshold now because you're on a computer. I can sit there and attack you at the deepest core of you as an individual. I can say whatever I want. And if you're like, say it's somebody in the public eye who's a little bit me, like, I know that you got divorced and I know that your wife cheated on you and it's because of you and you're a piece of shit and your kids don't love you and blah, blah, blah. You would never say those things in person because that guy is going to punch you in the throat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna fight now.
Like you might die. Fight now.
Yeah.
Because but nowadays there's no like stopgap of like there's like, hey, okay, let's consider what we're doing because everyone has their breaking point.
Yeah.
They don't care about the breaking point anymore. And I guess like it's stupid. I want to be like, hey, we should all just be more kind to each other. Mm-hmm. No one gives a shit what I have to say about that.
That's not reality. That's not how it works.
But it's just, it's a weird thing, man. It's a weird, weird thing. And I'm glad that we've chosen to like not be a part of that. Like we try not to be like in any way inflammatory. I think there's times where we could have like stronger, I will say air quotes, stronger discussion if we decide to be more polarizing. But also I just don't want to be a part of like the rage. I don't want to be a part of like this hurricane of emotion and angry bullshit that's going on.
Good. Let's not do that.
Thank you. Thank you, Dimitri, for not being
yes.
Hurt.
Deal.
Deal. Square. Yeah, it's that I just need to get that out of my freaking system. I've just been, I need to get out of the house. I need to fucking go to the gym. I need real life to start happening again because
10 days, bro. Indy will be back open, hopefully.
That's what I freaking hope, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's, that kind of covers it. I do want to make one note.
Yeah.
If you have not listened to the last episode, we had a great interview with Jay Day, and we were very happy about it. I thought it was an excellent one. A
lot of good feedback.
A lot of great feedback from what we've heard so far. So if you've not had the chance to listen to that yet, get on it. Tell other people to listen to it. I feel like we need to start doing that more. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
If you like the podcast and you think you know somebody who might enjoy it.
Share, subscribe.
Yeah, exactly. I think
leave us a question.
I'm going to start being annoying like that. Like, hey, find one friend.
Yeah. If you get anything from this, at least, you know, do something to, you know, give back a little bit, show some support, help us with the algorithms. The last interview we did, I think it was pretty good because it kind of goes over how to make a brand. Jay did a good job at discussing what he had to do and the steps that he took from creating, you know, just an online presence to like a multi-business company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? I'm gonna find a way to incentivize you. I'm gonna find a way. I know several ways. I'm just being lazy. I'm gonna do this. I will come back soon. Not next week. I'm a drill. Don't hold me accountable. So let's go ahead and roll quickly into our wins and losses for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have your win or L for the week?
I'll start with my win. So for this week, we did a group training workout where like we each picked the hardest exercise or an exercise to do. And I got the most compliments on not having the most brutal exercise because that, you know, the previous week turned into like who's the biggest dick. But I had the most like, ooh, that was a good technique training type win.
You win with the trainers.
I got like trainer props, you know what I mean?
You were like, it's like artists coming together and you get everyone, like, when you get complimented by other trainers for a movement or a, I guess a series you put together, that's like, you know, like, hey, my people who I train can compliment me all they want. Mm-hmm. I want a compliment from a competitor.
Yeah, exactly. It's like from, you know, it's like a doctor complimenting another doctor.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
They're, not that I'm that fucking professional or anything, but you know.
You are that professional. Do you do it as your main source of income?
Yes.
Then you're a professional. Okay. Congratulations.
All right. Well, thank you, bro.
Like, I am not a professional podcaster.
Yeah.
I don't make money from this. But if I were to, then I'm going to start saying it. You have to put it on your Instagram. You can say hashtag entrepreneur.
Hashtag entrepreneur podcaster extraordinaire.
Yeah, dude. I'm so glad I'm not in a dating pool anymore. You know how annoyed I would be with myself. Someone be like, what are your hobbies? I'd be like, a podcast.
Oh, side conversation on this. But me and the new coworkers at Avondale, they're a little bit younger than I am. And they're asking me, they're like, oh, which like internet dating apps do you use? I'm like,
none of
them. If you want to be honest, I haven't used any of them because I started dating before those were
dude, that's
an option.
When you know you start getting old, man. It's like people like ask me like, what bar should I go to like meet people our age? I'm like, I don't know how to help you.
It's like I'm the wrong person to ask for that.
I am so sorry. Oh, what was my win for the week? My win is, you know, I got kudos for doing a good job for this online AT thing. We didn't fuck it up.
Air high five.
Yeah, nice. Dude, I just did not been fucking up. And it's, I think that, as a weekend warrior, I think a lot of times we get away with not doing the best job because like, oh, well, you know,
yeah.
But me and my team, and I actually have to pass that congratulations off to them because really they're the reason that I succeed. But knowing that we made something where like our commander and his boss both said like, hey, you guys are doing it how it should be done. You've exceeded our expectations and this is how it should be done moving forward.
That's a win, especially with like the crazy dynamic environment.
Exactly. It's like, what the fuck are we doing? And like, also like, you know how we didn't, usually we have like the orders for these kind of things like months ahead of time. Like we didn't really know what was happening until like a week
like
before.
2 weeks before they're like, guess what? We're doing all online. Mm-hmm. We're using Microsoft Teams. Good luck.
Yeah, it's like, good luck. Yeah, well, it worked out. It was good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm really pleased with that. That gave me the warm fuzzies.
I feel like this time around, you know, not only, well, for both of us, we're both in a new leadership position. AT is a little bit more serious than in the past. Yeah, instead of me just like showing up and being told like, okay, now watch this class.
Yeah, right. You just get pointed around places. Yeah. It's like, here's your task, do it.
Yeah.
Like we have to be like very creative and you have to like kind of be like a self-starter in those situations. And
right.
It's hard. Yeah. Okay, what's your L?
Shit, I just blanked.
Okay, I can do mine first.
Yeah.
My L was that I have been having this issue with ingrown toenails.
Okay.
Like on my big toe. I keep getting an ingrown toenail.
Right.
And I had my right foot. I just kind of been ignoring it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the way you should do it.
Okay.
And it got to the point where it was hurting so bad that like if I bumped my toe against something, like I had to take like a 30-second like, oh my God. Like,
so is it like infected or something? Or
well, it's like a little tiny W, but it will become an L again if I don't like go to a freaking podiatrist or whatever a foot doctor's called. I got some of those like pointy nail clippers, the ones that aren't like flat, they're like corners.
Yeah.
And like I had like me a table like over me with like a light and like I freaking hit it from like a weird angle and no shit. I pull this thing out of like the corner of my toe.
Ew.
It is like a quarter inch by a quarter inch, maybe a little smaller, of like a nail that was just like in there.
Gross.
And it was like, it was pretty freaking big. And I was like, oh my God, no wonder that hurts. I'm instantly felt better. So that's a little bit of a W.
Yeah.
But also I'm looking at that. I'm like, that's coming back. And I'm like, and that is a big fucking L.
So you can have like a repeat, like hangnail or whatever it's called.
Ingrown toenail.
Yeah.
And I Googled what they do about that.
Yeah.
And it's not good. They like,
oh, is that the one where they like have to like cut the scissors like, up your nail
yeah,
into your foot?
They like remove an entire section.
That happened to Dylan. You got to talk to him.
Okay,
about that.
I will. Okay. Tonight I will ask him. Remind me too, because like I am horrified. And then Taylor, like,
oh man, he's gonna tell
like,
you the story.
She like explained it to me, like what it was, and I was like literally driving. I'm like, shut up. I don't want to hear. Like, stop. She's like, well, if it happens, you wonder. I was like, I don't. Like, I'm just gonna tell the doctors, like, do what you fucking want. Like, if I die on the operating table, that's not my problem. Yeah, so that's my that was a big. It's a big L. A big L that my toe is. I hate myself.
Ooh, that's kind of an L. Yikes. Oh, okay. I remember my L. Not nearly as dramatic as yours. You win this one. But basically, I was so I have to teach this 2-hour class like every day for AT because, you know, as now that I'm a staff NCO, I have to, you know, teach people and train and do things like that. So
egad.
Now I have to actually, now they're paying me to think when before they were not.
That sucks.
Yes.
I switched
the roles overnight.
I don't recommend.
Yeah. So basically I was out there and I'm giving this whole long presentation on how to do like the proper form for, you know, the exercises that are going to help you get better for the new PT test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I showed like 3 exercises and like gave the full demonstration, total professional trainer style. And like I'm filming from my phone and everything. And then I hear a voice come over like my headphones and they're like, "Hey, Sergeant Kendall." I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Are you demonstrating these in person?" I'm like, "Yes." And they're like, "I don't think your camera's on." And I was like, 15-20 minutes into this.
Like, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Because you know the problem with that too is like it just immediately kills your motivation.
Yeah,
you're like, I don't even care.
It's like, dang it, I have to start all the way over again and like completely do these like.
That sucks.
Yeah,
that's a little bit of an
I had to go through like 15-20 minutes of demonstrations again, like this time with my camera on.
And yeah, no.
Yeah.
I would just be like, "All right, well, today's a wash."
Yeah, so
that's why you guys were listening very closely and doing it yourselves. I'm glad someone spoke up for you.
Yeah,
you
know, like everyone some PFC else, is like,
everyone's just sitting there watching a blank screen like, "I don't know."
Yeah, they're just like, they're probably not even logged in, you know, to be honest.
Oh, well, they're logged in. They're okay. Just not there.
I got a question. Are they, on your guys, do you have to share your webcam or can you just be black the whole time?
For our particular training specifically, yes. For like more like group stuff, not as much. We tried to make it happen. But it's just
what, like, to make people.
Yeah. Have their but the on. Thing is, like, it only holds so many faces.
Right.
So it's like you can't like keep rotating it.
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
So like I could literally be in my underwear and.
Well, yeah. Well, that's on. The thing that's like I wish Zoom wasn't like freaking Chinese propaganda or whatever the fuck it is, because like that one's great because you can like sort through it.
Yeah.
And like you can keep scrolling through and make sure like, hey, okay, like, hey, why is your stuff off? Why is you do what you fucking can, man.
Yeah.
You do what you can. There's probably some people who like log in and just take a nap next to their computer.
Yeah, like the people who call in, it's like no accountability.
Yeah. I don't know. We got everyone on ours, but you know, I don't know. We're belaboring the point.
Yeah.
No, okay. No one cares.
Doesn't matter.
Well, we're going to move on to our actual topic for the day, which is going to be completely different than how this started. We're about 20 minutes in. We've made no inclination.
Welcome to the fitness podcast, guys.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about calories in, calories out. CICO, as it is often said on the internet. And it took me a long time to actually know what that meant. I was like, what is a CICO?
I thought it was like some kind of, you know, the chive.com.
I thought it was a brand or something. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, well, I'm all about like CICO.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Kiko Siso?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? And I, of course, like I could have Googled it, but we all know that I can't get into crypto. So obviously I'm not going to Google what calories in, calories out is. But it's to give you the layman's definition from yours truly, you eat less than you do.
Yes.
If you want to lose weight. And if you want to gain weight, you eat more than you do.
Right. Which, you know, is it really that simple? Yes and no.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things in words, very simple.
Yeah.
In practice, a bit more complicated. And I want to start initially with a lot of the myths and excuses that come with this. Mm-hmm. And some people will feel targeted by this because, and they should. I'm not going to sit here and take the nice side of this, because I think one of the biggest arguments to people who are especially at the beginning of their fitness journey are making excuses about like, oh, well, you know, well, like he gives some good, great terms in here that I actually want you to explain. I had to ask you before. So I'm just gonna, what's an insulin fairy?
So these are some made up terms for like some issues that people have with calories in, calories out.
Okay.
So it's like some myths. You
okay.
Know?
So I'll ask you,
yes.
And then we'll go cover you. So we'll start with insulin fairies. Hey, so, we talked about you're going to start, you know, watching your weight a little more, you know, focus on the calories you're taking. How's it been going?
Well, I can't really lose weight because of insulin. It's making it so I magically don't lose weight when I cut food.
Oh, well, are you like a diabetic or?
No, I'm just trying to cut out the insulin fairies. See where we're coming from, guys.
Yeah, exactly. No, so it's funny because the answers are actually typically to us, it sounds like that, but really it comes down to like, oh, well, you see, I'm actually like insulin sensitive, yeah, or actually like, the, how it works is that, I get insulin spikes when I do this. And it's like, if you really like press on it, it's like, oh, you're saying like some really doctoral level diagnosis stuff, mm-hmm, right now. Do you have a diagnosis? Which of course is always rude to ask. Don't ask people if they have a diagnosis unless they tell you. But the answer is a lot of times going to be, no, I just Googled it.
Right. They're like, people think just because they, you know, gain weight with their current diet that they're having insulin issues, when, mm-hmm, really it's like, no, you're not tracking correctly. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Or you're not really in a deficit because you're not burning as many calories as you think. Oh, that's usually what it comes down to.
Here's another one I want you to ask me.
Yes.
This is about fasting.
Yes.
Are you gonna ask me how my diet's going?
Hey, how's your diet going?
Not very good, Wes.
Yeah?
It's not.
What have you been up to?
Well, I started doing intermittent fasting, right? Yes. Like, I'm only allowed to eat for like an 8-hour window.
Okay.
And it just doesn't work. I don't get it. I thought that it's supposed to change my metabolism.
I thought you were supposed to be anabolic and release growth hormone indiscriminately when you're fasting.
Exactly. No, it's so stupid. The funny thing about fasting is I actually like intermittent fasting. I'm a stand by it, as I don't think it works what people think it does. But Wes had a post about this on Instagram a while ago. This is actually like almost a year ago. And you had said something along the lines of, it's just a restriction.
It's a mechanism. It's a framework.
Mm-hmm. If you're someone who is eating all day, mm-hmm, especially people who are on the heavier end of the scale, mm-hmm, you're probably eating well into the night, this, that, and the other. If you make it so that you can only eat from 8 to 8, you have now removed your opportunities to eat. However, if you're crafty and industrious, you can find time if you want to
make it
fit. You can figure it out.
Yes.
So fasting, there's arguments to be made about fasting, that there's been studies done that fasting does raise like some metabolic rates. It increases like your hormone ability release, to whatever. Testosterone. There's a lot of like fringe stuff, not a lot of it in the realm of like hard sciences, I would say. But ultimately it's all about restriction. You're not going to suddenly, if you keep eating a shit ton within 8 hours, you're still going to be fat. I just, that's how it is.
Yeah. And it basically comes down to, it's like, yes, you know, eating a low carb diet does reduce insulin. Can that lead to being leaner? Yes. Mm-hmm. Does fasting reduce the amount of time that you can eat? Can that lead to less calories eaten? Yes. Mm-hmm. But you have to think of it like that, not like, oh, guess what? Because my insulin's low, I'm going to have this magical response where I lose fat. It's like, you still have to adhere to the calories in, calories out part within your diet framework.
Now, what I want to have you touch on, because I feel like you're a bit better on the verbiage, is metabolism comes up all the time.
Yes.
And some people want to say that like, oh, I just have a bad metabolism. Oh, I have a really good metabolism. But you kind of mentioned a term about metabolic flexibility. Mm-hmm. Can you expand on that?
Yes. So metabolic flexibility is something that most of us in America don't automatically have. And that's the ability to not only use carbs for energy, which is primarily in our diet, but also fats for energy, mm-hmm, which some people out there, unless you specifically train a lot of steady state cardio, or you do a lot of, you know, low carb, high fat type eating like keto diets, mm-hmm, or like, you know, low carb diets, you probably never really had to rely on fat as an energy source your entire life, mm-hmm, with the, you know, abundance of food we have in America. Like, unless you go through periods of fasting, or, you know, you're doing one of those other two things I just said, then your body primarily uses the carbs that you eat for energy.
Yeah.
And that's about it. You don't have to ever go into that deficiency, like low insulin state. Because, for example, I know people that say, it's like, when I wait a long time in between meals, I feel nauseous, weak, and hungry.
Like they're hypoglycemic.
They're hypoglycemic. They have low blood sugar. What, mm-hmm, is low blood sugar? You have lower amounts of carbs in your blood because you burn through them already, mm-hmm, right? Now, why is that? Because your body relies on carbs for energy. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can rely on fat for energy instead of carbs, your blood sugar never drops. You go from carbs to fat, and then your blood sugar stays stable.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong, because I feel like this is a huge irony.
Yeah.
Is that, so when you're overeating, especially, yes, overeating carbs, sugars and carbs go through a transition. Mm-hmm. Your body stores it as fat.
Yes.
So you're overeating.
Yes.
It's funny because you have these stores because your body's like, I understand that I have too much food in me. I'm going to store this for later because I am being smart and thrifty, mm-hmm, with my calories.
Yes.
However, since you are not have not trained your body to use that fat as energy,
yeah,
it's going to tell you, hey, we don't have any gas in the tank. Right. We need more carbs. And you're going to tell, and you're saying, how do I burn this fat? Your body
doesn't even know.
You doesn't even know it's there. It's stored. So that's completely, it's two different processes. The right. storage of fat and the burning of fat are completely different exactly. functions. Your body will never forget how to store fat.
Right. It's easy.
Unless you have some kind of like serious medical issue.
Yeah. Or you're taking Tren.
But you can very easily tell your body like, hey man, we're in a freaking fat time.
Yeah.
Whatever you want it, just ring the bell and we'll get yeah. some more carbs in you.
Right. It's a very simple process to do that, but it's not a simple process to release fat to be burned. Mm-hmm. Unless you do a lot of steady state cardio, restrict carbs already, or like, you know, have a diet that's mostly fat and protein and not carbs, then your body doesn't automatically know how to do that. Mm-hmm. You have to teach it. And it takes months. That's why when you hear people go from like a regular diet to keto diet, they get the carb flu.
Yeah. Right? Oh God. I know about that.
Yeah, exactly. You feel like shit. Your body's like, what do I do? You know, like, what do I use for energy? We're dying, man.
I don't know what the hell. It's like, it's right yeah. in front of them, but they don't, it doesn't understand yet.
Right.
And it will. And one thing I wish Fitspo's explained better is this concept of like fasted cardio. Mm-hmm. The way they sell it is like, if I wake up tomorrow morning fasted, obviously I need all night, mm-hmm. and I go do some steady state cardio, they're like, that's how you burn fat. Partially correct. Partially correct.
Yeah.
That is an excellent way to start retraining your body
to rely more on fat efficiently. For energy.
Yeah. So what you're doing is instead of just sitting there being hungry, your body's like, well, I'm not really doing anything, so I'm not that worried about it. But if every morning you woke up mm-hmm. with a healthy diet also, yeah. But if you did it every single morning, your body, you're basically training your body to be like, you're going to be running, your body's going to be searching around the store saying like, hey, we don't have any carbs here. Mm-hmm. First day, okay, I guess we're just hungry. Second yeah. day, and we're still just hungry. Third, fourth, fifth, like a month from then, now your mm-hmm. body's going to suddenly be like, hey, this is a thing now, and we don't have any way of yeah. fueling you. And suddenly it's going to click. And this is obviously like, there's somebody out there who actually knows like the full mechanics of this. They're like, Dimitri, why are you personifying your body, you idiot? It's not a freaking spaceship. Yes, it is.
It's our podcast. Shut up.
It's my podcast. My rules. Your body will eventually suddenly pick up. So I want to stress fasted cardio. I support it. I think it's awesome. I did that when I was in the Army. That was one of the best ways I lost weight. Every single PT I did was fasted, mostly because I throw up when I run. But it also helped me lose weight really well, because over the course of 4 years of doing that, I felt great on runs. I had an empty stomach, but my body knew exactly.
It was ready for it.
Yeah. It knew exactly what it needed to do. But it took time.
Yeah, I'd say it takes at least like a couple months before mm-hmm. your body gets used to that. I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and she's a police officer, and she was telling me that like she went from working the day morning shift to the night shift. You mm-hmm. know, so she's got to come in and train like before she goes in for her night routine. So she's coming in fasted mm-hmm. at like 4 p.m., you know, does her workout, goes to work at like 6.
Yep.
Right? And she said it's been a huge transition. It took her like about a month to start feeling strong in her workouts yep. again, because she was doing it from like a trained fed state to a fasted, you know, woke state.
And I'll tell you what though, if you start getting into fasted cardio, especially in the morning, mm-hmm. your breakfast is going to hit fucking different. That's because true. You're going to be tired first, right. But as you get used to it, like your body suddenly gets that, and you're going to like, it's going to feel like a cup of coffee,
right?
Or at least how coffee used to feel when I wasn't addicted to caffeine.
That's true. Like it, people don't recognize how much food gives you energy, because so many people eat like constantly. Shitty food and eat constantly. Yeah.
Eat constantly. Or yeah. eating like really heavy and fat. Like your body's like, dude, we got to take a nap so I can break this down. But yeah. if you're eating, like if you get done with your fasted cardio and then you have yourself like a bagel, mm-hmm. it's like, ooh, like I'm yeah. ready to take on the day now. Like it's.
Yeah. You can feel that those sugars coming in.
And then also, you know, combine that with like actual sleep cycle.
Right.
That's proper sleep and proper nutrition. Fuck that.
What's that?
Yeah, dude. Metabolism is a finicky thing. Yeah. And actually I'm going to swap two of these things, so I think it'll it flows better.
Yeah.
The genetics, yes. the metabolism. I think that is one of the number one excuses that people have. And I am speaking as somebody who is from a family that is genetically predisposed to hold on to fat pretty well. Mm-hmm. That is not an excuse, however, because my argument for it and the way I try and think of it is actually, if there's a nuclear apocalypse, all y'all are fucked, mm-hmm. except for me. There's people who, from a historic standpoint, we're talking like all the way back, some people are in cultures just hold on to certain types of fuels better.
They have like
better storage.
Just a set point, a body composition that mm-hmm. their genetics want them to be at.
Yeah, your body wants to hold on to those fats. It's just like, it's just how it is. However, that doesn't mean, that just means it's different for you. It's like being a skinny person versus a fat. For some people, they would love to be able to gain weight.
Yeah.
Their genetics are predisposed that their body is just like, I'm burning constantly.
It's like how, well, I don't know everything about this, obviously, but from what I heard, it's like how efficient your digestive and metabolism is in relation to mm-hmm. how much of the hunger and satiety hormone you create. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you have an inefficient metabolism, inefficient digestion system, and under like in a low tier hunger stimulus hormone, then you're pretty fucked.
Well, it's funny because I always had friends back in the day. They're like, oh yeah, and this is not good advice. Yeah. They're like, yeah, if you want to just lose weight, just start smoking.
Yeah.
The fattest I was when I was a smoker.
Yeah.
That's just facts. It just didn't matter.
That's just because there's skinny people who are saying that. They're naturally right. skinny and they're like, it just decreases their appetite. Mm-hmm. But like for someone who has a already above normal appetite, it's like barely does anything off the top.
And to get past like the science of it, because Wes and I are fucking not experts on this. I'd love to talk to somebody who has a better, you know, if you know somebody who
we like boasting about it, but we're not doctors.
Yeah. If you're listening and you know better, please let me know. Yeah. We'd love to talk to you about it.
Love to talk about that.
But with that said, not an excuse. Mm-hmm. Go and watch some 600 pound life. You got some freaking people on there who are able, like, you know, hey, you have to lose 50 pounds before you're allowed to get your gastric bypass. They suddenly figure it out.
And oh my God. You just reminded me of a better loss.
Oh, what's a better loss?
Bro. I got to save this for the next one, but I almost killed someone at the gym who was like a gastric bypass patient.
Are we saving this for next time?
Say this for, because this is like a big loss.
I don't remember where we were at.
All right. Basically, we're talking about people's genetics and, like, you know, some people.
Yeah. Yeah. More. Okay. I got it. I'm right there. Closing thoughts. So we don't belabor this point. Cause like I said, we're not experts. You know, it's just, you can watch those situations where suddenly people are able to find the ability to do it. It's hard. It's harder for some people. But some people have a harder time learning math. Some people have a harder time with like reading comprehension. Some people are dyslexic. Some people are blind. Some people are deaf. There's shit that makes your life harder. I don't think your genetics should be a full-on excuse for why you can't be in a healthier state.
Right, because there's factors you can control. And it's like, yes, you might not be able to control your digestive efficiency or your hunger levels, but you can control how much muscle mass you have. You can control your metabolic flexibility. You know, that's something mm-hmm. you can influence from being able to transition from burning carbs to fat. And you can also control the food that you eat. So it's like those are three things that you can make probably 80-90% of the results that anyone else would get.
Now, I actually like to take just one moment because you actually mentioned the next thing I want to talk about.
Yes.
Gaining muscle mass as an effort to help with your calories in, calories out.
Yes. Yes. So that's a big part. And I was actually talking to my dad about this today. He was saying that people who are diabetic, mm-hmm. like if you're a diabetic person and you're not working out, they can reverse almost all of those symptoms within a couple months just by increasing muscle mass. Because what diabetes is you have an abundance of carbs and insulin and nowhere to put it, right? Mm-hmm. Because you've overloaded and overflooded your body with carbs and insulin.
Yeah.
So it's like a bunch of, you know, Tupperware you're trying to put in the drawer and there's no more room in the drawer.
So now it's just overflowing.
So it's overflowing.
And it's killing you.
Yeah, it's killing you. You're basically poisoning yourself with sugar in your blood. So what can you do about that? Create more places to put the sugar.
And your muscles run. You turn from like a Civic to like a truck.
Yeah, you put a V8 in there. You
need more energy.
Yes.
And you have a place, especially for people who have like diabetes, they have like an issue with it. But if you're a larger person, mm-hmm. if you put on that mass, which is funny, it's counterintuitive. We've talked about this.
You probably lose fat, you know, and lose weight.
Yeah, we talked about this where the scale isn't always telling you the truth.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of really big, like hefty people, mm-hmm. they like will gain a lot of muscle under their fat and they'll lose no weight.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, your composition is better.
Yeah, they lost 6% body fat, which is like 20 pounds of fat, and replaced it with like 16 pounds of muscle or something like that.
And there you go. And it's like, so that is, it always goes back to like, don't let the, you know, the scale run your life.
About the scale.
But your muscles will make, like we talked about this earlier today, is that, you know, you're asking like, oh, how's it going? Like, how's your body doing? I'm like, I don't know why, but fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing good. Like, my composition could be a lot worse. Like, I've been eating well, and but I haven't been to the fucking gym. I'm not running. It's too damn hot outside. 115.
Right.
About to die. About 100 to like, it's like 100 at midnight. Right. But it's like, but I haven't gained any weight.
Yeah.
My body composition's been pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I have been going really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And my body has been putting on more muscle, and I'm maintaining that with protein. So my body is able to say, like, I have a higher caloric need, so it's easier for you to maintain. Yeah, that's
somewhere to put all those carbs.
That's an argument right there. If you're sitting there thinking yourself, like, man, I hate dieting. I just want to eat more food. Mm-hmm. Hey, get some muscle on there, man.
Yeah, the more muscle you have, like Jeff eats like so many calories because he has so much muscle. Like, he's probably got like 140 pounds of muscle on him.
There you go. If you want to eat more, if you're a chow hound, start lifting heavy. Get some freaking muscles on you. Get yourself a motor that runs.
Get somewhere to put all those calories, you know, so it's not just put in your stomach.
Diesel trucks are big.
Yeah.
You don't put diesel in a Civic. So if you want to have that and you want to burn fuel, get strong. And I
like it.
I will stand by that to the day I die.
Yeah, so that's how you increase. Okay, I guess another way to increase your carb tolerance is to improve your body's ability, similar to the metabolic flexibility. Say the other way. Say you're a skinny guy who, like, you know, does cardio all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I did cross country in high school. Now I do like half marathons and bike races. And it's like, you know, you're probably really good at burning fat, and you have a hard time burning and using carbs correctly, which is why you get skinny fat when you overeat, not muscular.
Interesting.
So at that point, that person needs to focus on heavy resistance training to like be able to teach their body to learn how to use carbs for fuel, not as fat.
Well, I think you brought up a really interesting thing that a lot of the people who are the most frustrated by the carb in, carb out type situation is a lot of them were athletes at some point. Like the number of people I know, it was swimmers in particular that I noticed this is a difference, because swimming, I will stand by
that. I was a swimmer.
Swimmers are probably from like, we're talking like, for the time that they're working and the amount of energy they use, probably like the most difficult sport you could do, like in high school and shit. And like the Olympics, like football players work really hard, but they're working snap to snap. We're talking about like freaking, you know, like soccer. Soccer's up there too, because you're running for like a whole 100 minutes. But like swimmers, like you're sitting there treading water. You're sitting there like swimming back and forth during your drills and stuff. You are burning calories like crazy. It's one of the best cardios you can do. And it also like almost as a resistance training in its own way.
Yeah.
But so I know a lot of people who are swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a good 70% of them are much heavier than they used to be.
Except for me, because I figured it out.
Yeah, well, it took you some time, probably.
It did take me some time. I've got some before pictures to show.
Right? The thing that you need to remember is that, like, hey, if your lifestyle changes, your calories in, calorie out situation changes. So if you're swimming every day or running every day or doing this and that, because that was me after college. It's like I wasn't doing, you know, PT every morning. Mm-hmm. I gained like 15 pounds because I didn't change my diet at all.
Right.
And that's just being cognizant,
because
that's lifestyle creep right there. That's a great example of lifestyle creep as far as like getting fat.
I'm with it, man.
And we'll touch on this briefly, because honestly, we're supposed to go barbecue. I don't want to get out of here.
It's Sunday. We got to go barbecue. We got people to meet up with.
So protein's important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, especially who are newer to dieting, when you hear it's like, hey, man, take your weight, multiply it by 0.75 to 1. And that's how many grams of protein you eat a day. And they're like, I'm sorry, what the fuck? Like, that's a lot of fucking protein. Like, most of us are subsisting almost entirely on carbs and fat. So why is that protein important? Because it builds those muscles we're talking about, right?
Yes, it is the building blocks. And another part of it is you have to give your body a reason to hold on to muscle while you're dieting. And if you don't give your body the right reason from two places, one, training stimulus, you have to like, you know, have a need for the muscle. Like, I have to defend myself from these cave bears or bench press weights.
Right.
Or two, you know, and two, you have to give it the building blocks to maintain it, because every time you do that, every time you lift or exercise, you're actually breaking down and causing damage. So you have to replace that in order to maintain it.
And it comes back stronger.
Yes, and it comes back stronger if you're eating enough.
Your body is surprisingly logical, mm-hmm. because if you're not working out and you're not having the protein, we just talked about how having big muscles makes you need more calories. Mm-hmm. Well, your body thinks that we're, you know, fighting cave bears and living out in the forest and trying to forage for food. Mm-hmm. So if you're not using it, your body's like, oh, this is wasteful. Like, this is unnecessary. Expensive. We need to cut costs.
Right.
So you need to like trick your body into thinking, no, we're fighting cave bears daily.
Right.
So we need to be ready.
It's like that cave bear comes back every week.
Yeah. We are fighting cave bears every single day. I am here and I need to be freaking, you know, cutting that cave bear's face with my six pack axe. I'm shredded up so I can slice up that cave bear. that's where it comes from. It's like, you kind of need to like think back to like evolution. Like, we haven't been where we're at in, you know, as a society for like all that long.
200 years max.
Yeah. And like, it's nuts. And even like back in like the, you know, 1800 stuff, like people, like the fact that you could like be out of food.
Yeah.
And like, there's like instability stuff, like, right now, like, you can go to McDonald's right now. You can go freaking not go to the gym and go to the doctor and he'll give you some medicine. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are constantly trying to keep us fat and ready for there to be no food. But so true. With that said, it's also saying, hey, if you need us to change it up and get fast or get strong, mm-hmm. we're ready for that too. It's like, hey, suddenly like we're in a situation where we need to be running every day. It's not cave wolves. It's freaking saber wolves. We need to be running from saber wolves.
Instead of that, it's Terminator T-1000.
Yeah, except that's like only like 100 years from now. Now at this point, we're just killing ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's, we need to mentally overcome that. You are the biggest threat to yourself right now.
You are the real enemy.
We live in the safest time in the history, but you are slowly killing yourself with mm-hmm. cheeseburgers.
Yes. Oh, let's just might as well get this last one while we're talking about it, because it's the exact same thing. The reason why you need protein when dieting is because you want to lose fat, not just weight.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't eat enough protein and you don't have that training stimulus from the bears, like we were just talking about, then what happens is your body's like, you know what? I have to lose weight because I'm burning calories. I don't need to burn this life-saving, preserving fat. I could burn this muscle instead. Mm-hmm. And you'll burn more muscle than fat in a 3-to-1 ratio, which I looked up, if you're overweight. If you're overweight, you burn 3 times more muscle than fat when you're dieting, if you're not eating enough protein and lifting.
I didn't actually know that.
Yeah.
So it's easier for it to break down that muscle.
Yes. Because you have, one, you haven't taught yourself how to burn fat.
Yeah.
And two, you don't have any reason to hold on to muscle.
So, closing thoughts, calories in, calories out. It's something that is easily said, not easily conducted. What are your tips on just like base level of it? If your elevator pitch for how to make this work,
I would say you have to train progressively where you're adding weight or reps. You have to eat protein to recover enough to cover your, you know, basic weight and training needs. And you have to make sure that you're in a deficit using cardio that helps you burn carbs. I think if you do those three things, you'll lose the right kind of weight. Fat, not just weight.
And there you go. Be self-aware. Don't make excuses.
Simplify it.
You can lie to your trainer all day, Dimitri. What? But if really...
But you can't lie to the body scanner.
You can't lie to the body scanner. That's freaking true. I'm going to just cover a couple more things before we get out of here.
Yes.
Next month, I should be. When I say should be, I am. I got approval from the girlfriend. I am starting the vegetarian diet. Dimitri Does It is going to be back. I know
more Dimitri's digestion.
Yeah, more Dimitri's digestion. I mean, like, it's high in fiber. It shouldn't be about poop this time, right?
Well, it's gonna be.
I'm sorry, guys. I will end up referencing my own shit at least once. That's a lie. It's gonna be like every fucking week. So I will be doing a vegetarian diet. I am actually very excited about it. I've already been like randomly trying like vegan foods and stuff just because for funsies, and I think it's actually gonna be a little bit easier, but I'm excited to find out that I'm totally wrong and I'm an idiot.
What if you like stay there for life, stay vegan?
I was thinking about that. I don't think I'd ever be a full on like vegan. Definitely not that. It's too hard. I could see myself being like a vegetarian or like a pescatarian.
Yeah.
Which is where you're a vegetarian that eats fish and shellfish. So I could see myself doing that.
Yeah.
We'll see. And I don't know. I don't eat enough veggies. I like veggies though. So like when people say like, oh, salad, vegetables, I think I like every vegetable except for like lima beans. And I don't hate them. I just think they're like unnecessary.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm excited for it. I think this one's actually a better one. The carnivore diet was one that I think ended in flames. And I don't think I'll ever be able to express to anyone like how much that sucked. I do want to try it again, though, because I'm stupid. But I want to do it more intelligently. Well, I think we should we'll make this isn't even a short one. This is a regular length one. Yeah, we're like
we can't even do a short one.
Yeah, we can never do. We were talking about how we were like, yeah, we'll just knock this out real quick. We totally have time to go to this freaking barbecue. Nah, we got to get the fuck out of here. All right, guys. As always, you know where to find us at BNS_radio on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram at Dimitri Sebastian.
And you can find me at WKendall_MFT on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Please submit your listener questions.